7:19 at AM 910 WJCW with Carl and Ellick until 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. Every week about this time on a Wednesday morning, we check in with the folks from the town of Jonesboro, which sponsors this portion of the program on their JBO show. Joining us this morning, outreach coordinator Nora Davis. Good morning, Nora. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty well, thanks. The rain will move on out here, and we'll have a cooler day here, but everybody's getting into the holiday spirit. The final day of November, November 30th on this date, we turn to December, and we start really thinking big time about Christmas holiday activities. Jonesboro is no exception. And what's going on this weekend as Jonesboro turns its face toward Christmas?
Yeah, so we have Doggone Christmas happening this Saturday from 11 to 3.
Doggone.
So we encourage people to bring their dogs downtown to take photos with Santa.
Oh, wow. That's going to be so much fun. Now, do you have a dog, Nora?
No, I have a cat.
Oh, it's okay.
But I do love dogs.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're among cat people here on the show, so you're all right there, too. But, yeah, so folks are invited to bring their pooches to Jonesboro this Saturday from 11 to 3. Pictures with Santa. That's going to be a lot of fun. Can we disclose who plays Santa, or is that a well-kept secret?
Oh, it's a well-kept secret.
Okay, well, I just wanted to check. I figured it would be, too. So.
What do you mean, who plays Santa? What kind of question? I thought
sorry.
You were a better journalist than that.
I'm sorry.
There's only one Santa.
Forgive me, Claus family. Wait. I'm sorry. That was an alternate clause I was thinking of there. Now, Nora, with Doggone Christmas this Saturday, it's going to be a lot of fun. In addition to pictures taken with Santa, what else pet-related is going to be happening?
Different businesses will hand out doggy treats as well. We have a lot of businesses downtown who will be involved in this. And then we also have a pet parade.
Oh,
after,
wow.
After we have a costume contest at 1, and then following that, we have a pet parade downtown.
Well, of course, after everyone's up there and putting on their best, they've got to parade it afterwards, too. So that's going to be fun. What about ugly sweaters and stuff like that. Anything related to people-type observations that the pets might do this week?
Yeah, so with our costume contest, we have an ugly sweater contest for the dogs. Yeah.
You can get in trouble with owners that way, though. So do you have a pet owner? Sometimes they'll have those. The look-alike contest, too? That's where you can get in real trouble.
Yes, we have a look-alike contest. So we like to base it more on their costumes.
Good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Will they also be the winner of the pet owner look-alike contest? Will they be marching in the parade as well, too?
Yes, we encourage them to. Yes.
Great, great. Understand that you've tied in with the Washington County Humane Society as a part of the activities. Is that right?
Yes, so they'll be in front of the courthouse accepting donations.
Ah, very good. So it's 11 till 3 this Saturday in downtown Jonesboro, December 3rd. A Doggone Christmas. A lot of fun for dogs, their owners, and everybody else as well. Now, what are we looking forward to coming up in the rest of the month?
Yeah, on the 10th, we have Santa's Christmas Village. This is more like kid activities.
Mm-hmm.
So we have games and crafts. That'll be at the Visitor Center and the Storytelling Center.
Okay. All right. And let's see. When is the Christmas parade this year?
It's on the 10th. It's in the evening at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Okay. So I know there's lots of details and everything related to that. So the Christmas Village and the Christmas parade for humans, that is, not for necessarily dogs, that'll both be on December 10th. Tell you what, we'll talk to you next week about that when we have the JBO show on again there. And you can give us full details on both those, okay?
All right. Thank you.